This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rabotai, we are starting a series on the laws of chala, the laws of taking off chala, and this is written in Parashat Shelach. V'haya be'ochlechem milechem ha'aretz, when you will eat from the bread of Hashem, you should take off reshit arisotechem, the first, or you will call it the best, of arisotechem, of your dough. That's what you should take off. So you see that already the obligation to give chala is dependent upon dough. So there's going to be a few sections to this, but I first want to discuss the actual dough has to be 100% flour. The Mishnah says in Masechet Chala, Perek Bet, Mishnah Hey, that if somebody takes chala off, he counts the mursan and the subin, he counts the bran and the shell, all of the extra that usually you would think is not really edible, we count it as part of shiur chala. But the Mishnah says, nital mursanan vesubin shela, let's say you separate the bran and its shell, then it doesn't count anymore. Afilu chazar vehichziran letocho, even if you took that bran and that shell and you put it back, it doesn't count as the shiur chala. You would think that this is simple enough, a Mishnah that's simple enough. However, this has big ramifications nowadays to what many ladies like to make: whole wheat flour bread. Whole wheat flour bread. Now, in the olden days, only poor people had whole wheat bread. It was black bread. You can't bring it to the table. It's not kavod. But nowadays, it became the best bread. It's more expensive and it's healthy, and you have a lot of the extra stuff that's usually would be taken out, it's put back in. Now here you have a big question, because in order to have shiur chala that you could make a bracha, we're going to learn about it extensively, but either we try not to make a bracha unless we get close to 5 pounds. Close to 5 pounds. However, a woman who is taking whole wheat flour, does she also need 5 pounds? You would think, of course. However, based on this Mishnah, it's not so simple. Because the process of how they make whole wheat flour is that in the mills, they don't just give you they don't just crush everything up and give it to you. They separate all the bran and all of the different germ and different parts of the wheat kernel, and then they put it back in. So if they put it back in, the Mishnah says, what do you put back in? It doesn't count. So it depends upon the mills, but there are many mills, the big mills for sure do this, and they'll take away anywhere between 12% to 20% of this whole wheat. So instead of needing 5 pounds, you might need 6 pounds of whole wheat flour in order to make a bracha. People don't know this because you're separating the bran and putting back in. This is a question that many of the Gedolei HaPoskim have dealt with. And there's a whole list of Rabbanim one way and a whole list another. Rav Falk has a Teshuvah, Rav Elyashiv and others, they say, well, since the halacha is, that's what it's written, that once you separate and you put it back in, it's not, you can't make a bracha anymore. So that would mean also by whole wheat flour, it's the same halacha. You can't make a bracha unless you have more of the shi'ur. However, Rav Sternbach and others say that the whole reason why, once you separate the flour, the bran and you put it back in, you can't make a bracha, is because lav derech isa, it's not the way of bread that somebody puts bran inside. Why would he eat cardboard? This is what the Yerushalmi writes in Masechet Chala, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bet, that the reason why when you put back the bran, it's not considered that it's part of the shiur, is because it's not really the way that a person eats bread. But nowadays, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, if that's the way that they produce and process the flour, it would make a lot of sense that even when you take it and you put it back in, it would be okay. Not only him, but many other poskim say this. And therefore, one of the poskim, one of the very prominent poskim of America, Rav Moshe Heinemann Shlita from Baltimore, says a very good itza. He says, there are many that that will allow you to make a bracha already on 2.2 or 2.4 pounds. We are choshesh safek brachot lakel. We'll speak about that another time. So if you at least have 2.4 pounds of the regular white flour, so even if you have extra, that's a safek. So we have a sfik sfika over here. Safek, maybe you can make a bracha on 2.4 pounds of flour. And even if you're going to tell me that you can't because you separated it before, but some say that that's okay because nowadays that's the derech. So therefore, I think the maskana nowadays is that whole wheat flour, there's a strong set to say that even on 5 pounds already you could make a bracha, you don't have to be choshesh for 6 pounds. Chazaku baruch.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.